is a day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to celebrate our first viewer this morning, Sister Bishop. What do you get for being the first bishop, first viewer this morning? You get a whoa, whoa, yeah, you are the first viewer. And I'm excited. To all of you who are on the call, God bless you. Center of Hope, I love you all so much. Looking forward to seeing you on this coming Sunday for two great worship experiences. And all of our guests, this Sunday I'm preaching Making the Church Great Again. Making the Church Great Again. You don't want to miss it. Family, don't forget about our coat drive and our angel tree. I need coats that we can be a blessing to homeless people during this cold season here in Atlanta. And the angel tree at the Center of Hope, I believe I'm stating it right, that we've got about 15 young people that we're going to be a blessing to this Christmas, and I want you to be a part of it. So call the church, get the information. You can get more information on this coming Sunday. I've got something exciting that I want you to help me in praying for. Coming soon, I believe you all have been praying for it, and many of you have spoken it to me. It's finally about to happen, the television show. It's called The Altar with Doc Wilson, and it's going to be live. It's going to be crazy, and I'm going to give you more information. We're looking to start and do our first pilot in January, and I'm excited. Little boy from the hood of New York, and look at what God is doing, and I'm excited. The Altar with Doc Wilson. I want you to just begin to pray for me and pray for this ministry that I believe is going to bless a whole lot of people around the world. So put that in your prayer box and watch God do some incredible things. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We lift you high in all the earth, God. We thank you for this being our Friday, God. You have blessed us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and here it is Friday, God. And we believe it to be the weekend, the W-E-A-K-N, where the weak things in our life will come to an end. So, God, I lift up every person on this call, God, their needs, their desires, their hopes, their dreams, God. I pray your power, your strength, your prosperity into their life, and I pray that this word make a mark that the enemy cannot erase. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Listen, I want to jump right into this word because I got to try to finish this today. We've been talking about the faith to forgive, the faith to forgive. The text, I got two verses that I need to give you today, the faith to forgive. Matthew chapter 18, verse 21, we'll start there, and then we're going to conclude somewhere else. And that is Philippians 1 and 6. So I told you the story yesterday, and I've got to conclude it. Peter came to Jesus saying to him, Master, how many times should I forgive persons who have harmed me? Should I forgive them seven times? I guess what Peter was trying to say, listen, you know, this dude has been bothering me. He's up to seven, and I'm really about to go off. I'm going to go ham on this dude because it's just not stopping. Jesus said not just seven times, but seven times 70. What Jesus was saying, I want you to forgive so much that you forget that you've actually forgiven. Jesus began to tell Peter's story, and I started the story on yesterday, and I got to get it done. So there's a story of a judge who found a man who owed him 10,000 talents. When he found the man, he said, pay me what you owe. The man said, I could not pay. And the judge said, well, now I sentence you, your family, your wife, and children, to jail until you can pay me. You will be slaves until you can pay me. The man did something incredible. And the point that I made on yesterday, family, you've got to be careful because what you do affects everybody around you. Second point that I want to make is that this man fell down at the feet of the judge and began to worship. And when he worshiped the judge, thanking him for being gracious, thanking him for giving him another opportunity, even before it happened, the judge said, I can't take it anymore. He wiped away his debt. I said this on yesterday, and I drove it home real strong. You've got to perfect your worship because worship changes everything. The sound of your praise, the sound of your voice. We're not trying to get you to make records. We're not trying to get you to make videos. We're trying to get you to open up your mouth and begin to bless your God in your way. No shame in your game. You got to do what you need to do to get into the presence of the Lord, because this text here clearly says that this man's worship didn't change his debt, but it erased his debt. So watch this. This man who had been forgiven by the judge for the 10,000 talents that he owed now went down into the street and found a man that owed him 100 talents, snatched him up and said, pay me what you owe me. The man said, I cannot pay. And the man said, well, I'm going to send you to jail. This same man began to worship him and he still had him cast into jail. Did you get what I just said? The man who had been forgiven and his debt wiped out found a man who only owed him 100 talents, and he had him thrown in jail regardless of the worship. Here's my other point. The judge that forgave the first man now had watchers watching him. Here's what you got to get. Family, there's always someone watching you. There's always, God is always watching you to see what you do, to see how you deal with the grace and mercy that has been given you. Many of us want to be forgiven, but we struggle with forgiving. I'll say that again. Many of us, all of us want to be forgiven, but we struggle with forgiving. Watch what happens here. So the watchers went back and told the church, hey, listen, man, the dude that you just forgave, he just threw another dude in jail for 100 talents. Watch what happens. The judge then brings the first man back into court, restores everything on him, all of his debts, sells his entire family into slavery. Then that judge goes to jail and releases the second man and sets him free. Family, what am I trying to tell you? Forgiveness clears your debt. Unforgiveness brings back everything that you have done and places it back on your shoulder. The reason why I, Dallas, cannot afford to stay in the unforgiveness zone is because I don't want God to bring back the things that I've done, the nasty, the hard, the criminal things that I've done, and put them back on my shoulders. I want them to stay in the sea of forgetfulness. I don't even want God to remember. I want them to be covered by the blood and removed so I can go forward. That's why we forgive. The faith to forgive. Why did I come up with this? Philippians 1 and 6 says this, being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Some of us believe that if we don't get this person that did us wrong, the good is not going to happen. I won't get back what I need. You've got to take this verse and put it in your heart, that the God that has begun the thing in you, can't nobody stop it. The person that's trying to hurt you can't stop it. The people who don't like you can't stop it. Your worst enemies can't stop it. The devil can't stop it. Why? Because if God started, he's going to complete it. Because if someone else could stop it, that would make them greater than our God. So now it takes you to have the faith to recognize that if God started something in me, God is going to complete it. And you've got word on it. Philippians 1 and 6 says, being confident. I am now confident that whether you like me or you don't, whether you feel me or you're not, what God started in me, you cannot stop. No one cannot stop. And that same thing applies to you. If God started, and I know God started something great in you, you are the only one that can stop it. No one else can. You can walk away from it. You can abandon it. You can forget about it and get into this unforgiveness zone and remain there, or you can trust God that what God put in you, it will come to pass. Family, it's time for us to come out of the unforgiveness zone. It's time for us to have the faith to forgive. Release them, y'all, because when you release them, God releases you. And I'm believing God for great things. And what God started in your life, he will bring it to completion. Let's pray. Father, you are awesome and mighty. And I'm just so encouraged today, God, to know that what you've begun, nobody can stop, God. It's like an avalanche. Who would dare get in your way? The miracles, the blessings, the elevations that you have for all of us on this call, God, no man can stop. No woman can stop. What anybody says cannot stop it. So, God, we've got to release the momentary pain and frustration and let it go, God, that we can continue to receive what you have for us. So, God, I pray for everyone on this call. There's some people on the call along with me who have been carrying around years of pain and frustration and years of animosity toward others. But today, God, we want to release it and release it to you, God, knowing that you can do more with it than we can. So, God, today we forgive. We speak it into the atmosphere. God, I forgive, and I'm going to act like I forgive because I am forgiven. God, we love you, and we bless you, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Family, I'm excited at what God is doing in your life. Remember, what God started, nobody can stop. I'm going to be lifting you up in prayer this weekend. Hey, Center of Hope Cyber Church members. I'm looking for you on our broadcast on this coming Sunday. Send me a shout out. Let me know you're there. Hey, family, don't forget to repost this video. Liking it alone is not enough. Listening to it alone and watching it is not enough. You've got to repost it so we can get this word around the world. I love you with all of my heart. It's time for us to go. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Two fingers, y'all. Peace.